From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Conversations with Olivia Jade, an iHeartRadio podcast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Conversations. I'm very excited for today's episode because she's been on the podcast before. Her name is Cherie Healy. I'm sure if you listen to that episode that she was on, you will know exactly who I'm talking about because she is an incredible woman. And she calls herself a possibilitarian, where she just believes basically anything is possible, but she also backs up a lot of her beliefs with science and factual things and also things that have worked for her and her clients. And she just gives us a lot of knowledge and I think hope. So with that all being said, please welcome Cherie. Hello, Cherie. How are you?
I'm so good. It's great to be back with you.
I'm so happy you're back on the podcast. You're by far one of my favorite guests to have because I feel like we have such great conversation and then I also get to walk away from the podcast and feel a little bit better mentally.
That's
so I'm so excited. But for those, you've been on the podcast before. If you guys haven't listened to the episode, I highly encourage it. But if you haven't, you probably also don't know who I'm talking to today. So will you give them a little bit of background as to who you are?
Yeah, my name's Cherie Healy and I call myself a possibilitarian, which is another word for being a board certified life and leadership coach. And my goal really simply in life, why I'm here on the planet is to make sure that everybody has the time of their lives being here.
And how would you say you do that?
I do it through all kinds of ways. I really focus in on helping people who want to make a difference in the world. Those seem to be my peeps who want to leave an impact in some way. Do that and enjoy the ride. So I think joy is at the center of everything that I do, that when we can really answer these questions in life that bring us joy, who am I, what am I here to do, and who am I doing it with? Then we can really live the sweet life and go for our dreams. And I do that really through individuals, you know, who are like you, who want to cause some positive impact in the world, and organizations. Because I'm really interested in really finding a better way to do what we're here to do in life. We spend 90,000 hours at our jobs, and right now people are not doing well coming back to work. So I'm working with organizations to help them really do what they're here to do at the highest levels better.
What would you tell somebody? Because I relate to like the feeling of being lost a little bit sometimes. And I'm curious if someone were to come to you and say, well, I don't know who I am and I don't know what brings me joy and I don't know how to be helpful. What's something you would tell them?
Oh, it's my favorite topic because I think I spent my whole life since I was a tiny kid, like my farthest back memory was laying in bed at like 3 years old, trying to answer those questions.
Right.
My parents like sent me to the priests at the church to try to figure this stuff out. And I've spent my whole life trying to answer that. So I've talked to all the great sages and scholars and philosophers and read all the books. And so right. I like to shortcut the process for people. And I think we've overcomplicated it. We overthink it to the nth degree. And it has a lot of us feel lost and stuck right now, especially right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a really cool process that I love to take people through, which is asking some really provocative questions
okay.
that get at your truth. And we could do some of that, you and me,
Let's
you know, yeah, it's easier than we think. And I think there's like doorways to this that are right, you know, at the end of our nose that we're too close to ourselves to see. And so to have the reflection from someone else, like a coach or somebody who loves you, you know, can really remind us of those essential things of what we're here to do and be so that we're not lost. And I'll demystify the whole thing before we start by saying, I think in all of my searching and all of the thousands of people that I've worked with in my career, I think that we have a shared universal purpose. Every single person who takes a body. And I've tested this with young people, with this new generation that gives me so much hope for the world of which you are a part. And I've tested it with all kinds of leaders and people in positions of power. And no one can argue it. That at the bottom of the day, we are all here for the same two reasons, to experience love and joy. We want to be happy. We want to be loved.
I've read a lot of like self-help books, I would say, in the last few months, especially since the last time we've talked. And a lot of them have like a common theme, which is, I would say, like, you are your human experience, like you are built and you are made of love and light and you are like, I mean, some of them are really spiritual and saying stuff of like, you are God or whatever that higher power is. Like, that's like a part of you. Do you believe in this type of thing? And is that something you like incorporate into your practice? Because also I've seen in these books, a lot of authors talk about how my generation specifically and kind of these newer generations, we don't practice religion as much. And that kind of, not that that's a bad thing, but it does, like when you're practicing religion and you have like something to look towards, that comfortability being like, okay, there is a higher power taking care of me. So much of us don't have that. And I'm not super religious either. So I often think I'm like, do I need to go do something like that and like insert myself in a church and be like, okay, somebody of a higher power has got me? Because I do feel like sometimes you just hit a point where you're like, okay, what the fuck? Like, how does this get better?
Oh, woman, we could talk about this for days and days and days and days for the rest of our days. And this has been one of my most interesting questions in life, that very question, you know, who am I? And is there a higher power? What is this whole world all about? And this is my understanding. So anyone who's listening can just try this on. I think I've always been taught, don't take anything on blind faith. You know, test it with your own body, see if it gives you the chills, see if it feels right and it resonates with your own knowing. So I've studied all of it. I was raised Catholic. I did not agree with a lot of the things I was taught in that religion, and that had me sort of move beyond it. I think it gave me an incredible spiritual foundation, and I think there are so many people that find exactly what they need in religion. So religion is there for that purpose, you know, to create community and ritual around connecting to something that I found all religions land on is love. So anything that's here to explore love, I'm about, you know, I think that that's where all like all the theology studies I've done say that all these traditions are really in search of the same thing. Whether or not they remind you that you are love is the question for me. As are they all wildly empowering? I didn't like that some of them told me that I needed an intermediary to some higher understanding or some divine source or some power out there that I needed to go through someone else to get that because something around me was inherently wrong or less than. I don't believe that. And I think you can be spiritual, religious, or not. You could be completely atheistic. And the truth of it is, you don't need, Olivia, to go to a church to get what you want. You could explore it.
Right.
But what I think is most essential is for each one of us to know that we were put on this planet for a reason, that your body, your being was perfect when it arrived. It's deeply encoded with gifts and wisdom and unique things. Like in indigenous traditions, they teach that you have an original medicine that only you can give, and that if not shared is lost to the world forever. And when I heard that, I was like, what a goddamn tragedy that would be if we all died with our music still in us. Like, there's something that only Olivia Jade can do here. And
but
if
what?
You go
to- but what is it?
I know. Well, I want to show you a visual, but we could talk about it and everybody can kind of visualize it because this is how I make it really simple.
Okay, please. I need it.
So, yeah, and it'll take the pressure off. Okay. So the what is... Okay, if I recognize that something about me is here for a reason, that I am uniquely empowered to do something on this planet, and if that is just simply walk around the planet lit up and having the time of your life, like rocking, going and doing all the things that only you want to do, and your give off is joy, you're doing a great service on the planet. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I want to just go. If at the very bottom, imagine a triangle. Bottom of the triangle is our universal shared purpose. We are all, no matter what color our skin, how we identify, where we are from, here to experience love and joy.
Okay.
And I would say freedom, the freedom to experience love and joy. And so we can find that we are more common, more similar and have more things in common than we are different at that level. But then we go up the triangle. And the next level, I think, is this original medicine or essence. I would call it, like in a lot of my work, I'm trying to find what is your essence that only you can be used for. It's the greatest career strategy. Like right now, I mean, we could really go in and sort of figure out what your essence is, but I think you're living it doing this podcast in a lot of ways. You're in your truth, in your humanity, on your journey, where you are giving that to the world. And so that's the unique gift. And I'll just cut to mine is celebration. I'm like a goddamn party on legs, and I always have been. I want to hang a string of lights on everything. And for a long time, I was put down for it. I'm blonde. I'd be called naive, you know, silly, like calm down, lady, because I'm really excited to be alive. Doesn't mean that every day I have is good. But ultimately, that's my purpose, is to help people enjoy their lives. That's why I say enjoy the ride. Right? No one ever got in the water to surf to have a bad time. And that's like my metaphor for life, is we're here to have a good time. Yes, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Being an Earth school is really harder than ever, I think, right now. But ultimately, we're all here to experience the joy of being alive. And so that's the second level. And then we get up to, so we've got universal shared purpose, original medicine or essence. And then you've got your higher purpose. So what your unique higher purpose would be is very wide. You could do 10 million different jobs on the planet and still be fulfilling your highest purpose. So my purpose is to help people make the world a better place and enjoy the ride, right? I could do that by being a UPS driver. My UPS driver is literally making the world a better place. Every time he comes down the street, he's barreling with like music at volume 11, having the time of his life, you know, and he's contagious. He's causing great vibes in the world. So I could do it in a million different ways, but I've chosen to be this possibilitarian force for good, helping other people who want to do good as a coach right now. I may change someday, you know? But I'm now cool with who I am and what I'm here to do, right? And then I choose community, who I'm doing it with, great other people who want to cause impact, you know, incredible human beings who want to read all the self-help books like me and you know, and people who are fun, who want to enjoy the ride and have a great life. And then I can walk around like I'm clear about my personal brand and what I'm here to do, right? So I don't feel lost right now. On some days, though, I do, because I'm like, who am I supposed to work with next? Is this still as much as I could do? I should have a podcast like Olivia. I'm still holding back myself. You know, things
right.
like that.
That's relatable to me. Because when you said your thing, the podcast, like that could, the first thought I had was, okay, I see what she's saying, but what if I feel like, yeah, this happened to happen. I have a podcast. I like doing it. That's cool. But like, what if I don't see it as like, oh, this is helping somebody else, or that, like, I've never thought about it that way. I've never thought about it like, this is my purpose. This is my journey. You know what I mean? So I'm just like the UPS man. He probably doesn't think about when he's blasting music that he's like creating good vibrations in the world. So I'm just, it just, I get what you're saying. And I want to get to the point where I'm like, have your brain where that's what I truly believe. But I just feel like for so many people, including myself, it's hard to get to that.
And I think it's a decision you have to make, right? It's an awareness. Like all of my work kind of, it falls into three areas. We're working on self-awareness, well-being, and connection. I think these are the three things that would have us really be like having the great life, right? Mm. So if your self-awareness gets to a place where you go, you know what, for right now, on my journey, I am doing something that is on purpose, you know, then that's just a choice and a mindset you have. Is it the thing you're going to do forever? Probably not. Mm. We could have a million different careers at this point in human history, and we should. And so let's do this today. Let's ask a question that I'd love for everybody to answer. I don't think I asked this of you the last time we were together.
Okay, lay it on me.
If I put you on the top of a mountain and I gave you this big megaphone, like your microphone right now, where you could reach the whole world and tell them one thing, what would you tell them?
Okay.
First thing that comes to your mind.
First thing that came to mind was the words, it's going to be okay. But I don't know if I necessarily believe that of my, like, I think that expression, like, easier said than done, runs so true in everything I like preach and talk about and like want to believe. Because I feel like at one point I would have said like, everything will be okay. Everything will work out. And that's like the message I'd like to tell people, because I do believe that for others. Why am I so hard on myself then?
Okay, get this. My mountaintop message is bring it, the world needs you. That's my tagline. If anybody goes to shereehealy.com, they will see that that is what I'm here for. Do you think I'm fully bringing it every day? And no, I am not on the TikTok. I'm not. I haven't written my book yet. It's not something that I've nailed, but it's what I'm here for, which ultimately is related to my, you know, it's my essence, my higher purpose. I'm giving what I'm also here to learn. And I think you are too. So that question really gets at, it starts to get at the essence for each of us, what your original medicine might be. So think about it. What's the flavor of everything's going to be okay? It's all going to be okay. Is it reassurance? Is it encouragement? Like what's the word that you're ultimately giving?
I love. That's a tough question. I think for me, that's the first thing that came to mind, because it's something I constantly try to remind myself, especially. I think it's interesting for me because over the last few years, obviously my mindset and a lot has changed because of stuff that has happened. But I feel like right now, like 3 years later, like not when I was going through all the and like figuring it out in the moment, it's like after. And maybe that's just like normal and your body just needs time to process, and then like you have to work through that type of stuff later in life. But I just feel like right now I'm harder on myself than I've ever been, and I'm more just at a point where I'm like, well, like I'm telling myself like it's going to be okay and things are going to work out, because like I truly want to believe that. But then there's such a big part of me that's also like, well, is that true? Like, are things going to be okay? And are you doing the right thing? And like, I don't know. It's so conflicting.
Yeah, it is. But it's exactly what everybody needs to hear. Don't you think right now at this moment in the world, there is more uncertainty than ever?
Yeah.
And to be someone on the planet who could just be a voice for, you know what, we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. That's what every single one of us needs to hear right now. Now, whether or not you believe it, this is where we can go back to like, the spirituality, you're giving a message of faith and trust, safety and hope, you know, that ultimately is going to be shaky some days, we're all going to get shaky. Things happen to us. It's like my metaphor for life of surfing. Sometimes you go out there, the waves are great. Sometimes they don't come at all. Sometimes they take you down. I think the nature of the universe is uncertainty.
Mm.
But we need certainty too. We need both. And you're a message of something to hold on to, you know, that ultimately if we can believe that everything's going to be okay on any given day, it allows us to just think of the domino effect of it. If I say in this moment, I'm going to believe that the world is conspiring for me, that there is a good force out there that is for me and everything has been okay. Like, look at what you've been through. You've survived some things, right? Are you okay? Like, you have evidence that everything does still
work out. No, I am okay.
Rocking being a human, you know, at some, this teaching that I love is at a deep level of our being, we are always okay, deeply okay, you know? So if you just play with that for a moment, you say, today, I'm just going to run with it. All kinds of good things come from it. Your nervous system stays calm. You're probably a little bit more self-compassionate. You're maybe open to your prefrontal cortex. You can do some higher thinking. Your heart might be a little bit more open. And all of that puts you into a higher frequency. You know, we could talk quantum physics now and go super scientific. You are electricity. So if you allow for yourself to just rest in that, then you become a magnet. There's proof. In quantum physics, you become an electromagnetic field that is more powerful than if you're in fear. I've said it to you before, fear is the cheapest seat in the house, right?
Yep.
So if you choose something like belief or faith or trust, your frequency gets higher and you're open and you become a magnet for good things. And I'm sure you can remember times in your life when you magnetize good things, when synchronicities and beautiful things come at you and you're like, I did nothing for that.
Right.
You know, it's because you were open and you were trusting.
That's so interesting.
It's a choice, you know?
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
How would you tell somebody that's seeing you or like asking for information on like, well, how do I, let's say, because I think it sounds like, okay, I can be open, I'll trust the world, but how do you do that? Like, are there physical steps you can take? Is it manifesting and journaling and saying, this is what I want in my life? Is it genuinely just sitting there every day and believing that like there is something good coming and that you do deserve X, Y, and Z? I hear a lot of people, like you were saying earlier, just talking about awareness and being conscious. Like, I think that's a huge thing a lot of self-help books have preached and taught me a little bit. I'm just curious as to what would you say the root of it is?
Okay, I'm just obsessed with taking all the esoteric concepts that I've studied my whole life and making them really practical.
Yeah.
There's two sort of hacks for this.
Okay.
Exactly how you do it. One is called doing and one is called being. Because it's like you breathe, you exhale, you inhale. You can't just do one. And I think our culture is obsessed with doing. You know, what do I do? What's my checklist? How do I do this? Where what you're asking for is a little bit more, how do I be this? And both open the doorways. So think of a little cycle. Like you can think of four quadrants. And so this is the visual that I'll hand out to everybody is one way to do it. To go into that field is to believe. Now, a lot of people don't believe right now, so that's fine. But if you did believe enough in something, say, I believe that I'm living my purpose, you know, and that I want to know my purpose, then it would have you tap in to Olivia, to the depth of your potential and maybe your courage, your bravery. 2, 3, take action. So believe, tap in, take action. And then when you take any kind of action, like you show up to do your podcast every day, you send an email you've not been, you know, courageous enough to send, you make a call, anything action-wise gets results and things can't stay the same anymore. And so if you didn't even start with belief, all of a sudden you've got these results, you've got evidence, things have changed, doors have opened, all of a sudden possibilities are here. Mm-hmm. And so then you believe more in yourself. You are essentially putting belief in yourself. When you ask, do I need to believe in a God? You could, but you could just also place your belief in yourself. I see my spiritual belief is that you are God, like the books you've been reading.
Mm.
But you could also say you're a giant electromagnetic field on the planet for some reason. And scientifically, I could argue that's really important and very special. And so you see, it's believe, tap in, take action, get results. When you don't believe, you just take action. That's how you do it. You show up to things, you call, you make the emails, you do things differently, you take a new route to work, you take action, and new things come. So that's one way to start getting evidence and one way to start believing in your day and the fact that you are a powerful being. So the second, though, is the more esoteric. And I think what you're getting at, which brings us so much needed reassurance. If your essence that I'm getting at is this loving message of everything's going to be okay, it's going to require that we do this being thing. And that starts with trust. And then trust allows us to surrender. These are things that people don't know how to do so much right now, you know?
Yeah.
Surrender to what, you know, and trust in what? Like people don't even have heroes anymore. Who do I trust? Where do I place that? But if you can, and we'll talk about where and how, trust leads to surrender, which then leads to being, just a state of non-doing, a state of being, which then gives us receive, where you can receive all the things that you're looking for. You're saying you're lost.
Mm.
What happens to me when I do this? Let's say I trust that I'm going to get through this, that everything's going to be okay. So what I do is I surrender my to-do list. I don't work today. I don't do the things that I know I should do. I go into surrender. So I go to the beach. I be by the ocean. And then I get every single time downloads, intuitive hits, messages. Maybe I've got a journal and I'm just open and I get all the answers because I'm still for a minute. We're not still enough in our world right now. Or if we're still, we're freaking out. We're overthinking.
Right. You know?
We're not open to just receiving. This surrender says, I don't know. I don't know. It's the most humble and brave thing to say. Like what you're saying right now, I'm lost. I don't know. That actually opens you up to being able to receive guidance from, you could call it from your deepest self, from your intuitive knowing, or from higher powers. I don't care where you think it's coming from, but it does open you up.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said too, because when I often think about like, when I do kind of, I don't know if I'm intentionally surrendering or presently kind of like knowing that that's what I'm doing. But when I do think to myself and you hear those little voices like deep down talking to you about certain things, I hear two of them. And I'm curious about this. I don't know if this is just a weird me thing or if this is something a lot of people deal with. I hear one that's way louder and sounds like way more intense. And it's kind of like the anxious negative one talking, like the what ifs, the you don't know what you're talking about, the what if this person thinks this, if you do this, will you lose this person? And then there's like the other voice that's like really deep down inside, but I would say it's kind of like your gut or your like intuition that I often like just ignore. And it could be with anything. It could be with work. It could be with a personal relationship. It could be with a guy. It could be with a best friend being like, oh, I have this gut that they're this way. And then the other voice is like, push all your needs aside or anything. And like, you don't, it's like, I think it's a self-worth thing. I don't know if I'm making sense as to what this is, but I'm curious if you have any experience hearing about this or dealing with it yourself, or if I'm maybe insane. I don't know.
Oh, beauty. You're going to help so many people right now by talking about this, because it's something that I think most people are afraid to talk about or recognize, because secretly we all think we're crazy. Mm. And so this is going to just level that right now. There's a thing called parts theory or internal family systems, if we wanted to just, you know, credit the source here, that has us understand, and this is part of the self-awareness work that I'm always working on with people, is you are made up of countless parts and voices. And we can just laugh about it right now. Like, think about who you are when you're hangry. You know what I mean? Who you are when you're like, yeah, triggered by your partner. Who you are when you're just being like a daughter, or when you're in your lover, or when you're in your boss lady, you know, boss girl at work. Like, we've got all these different resources inside of us. And then what you nailed that's very wise is we have a wound that we've all come in with, you know, that sort of that, I won't be enough, I won't be loved, something's wrong with me. Everybody has that. And the crazy news here, I've always thought that I could heal it. You don't even know how many self-help books and workshops I have done. And it's the gateway to everything. It's actually like the doorway to you being the happiest, most self-expressed self. It's something that we could talk a whole another many weeks on, holding that wound in you and loving it and being like, yeah, this is who I am. And I think you do a good job of that already, because you're so honest and humble in every one of your podcasts, you know, just saying like, I might be insane or this is me, you know. That wounded voice, though, is the one that, or I can't even just say it's the wounded, but there's a part of all of us that's here for our safety, primarily for our safety, but she's usually about 8 years old, or he, anyone's got a voice that's really young. That's the, what if, oh my God, no way, this is dangerous. That's a fear voice that will keep you small if you listen only to that.
And is that the louder voice though for most?
Yes, because guess what? We're in constant survival mode out here.
Yeah.
You know, if you pay attention to the news at all, you're in constant survival mode. The fear is predominant because we have not practiced enough or have enough guidance. Think about school or however you were raised. Did you get tools and guidance to listen to and be told about that wise one in you? your high self, your true self, the gut, the intuition, however you want to refer to it, that's the voice that's here to run your show. But you have to actively put it in charge and give it space and time to listen to that one over the one that's firing all the time.
Right.
And there's a process we could go through if we want to do it to like work that at a deep level. It takes very little time to understand how to work with this and how to identify it. But you are giving everyone a giant gift right now to recognize that it's normal.
Mm. Yeah, because I often wonder when I hear, I also do believe if you really think about something I've been trying to practice recently is journaling and like trying to, because I do believe in anything like negative or any bad emotion that you're feeling, you have to bring it to the surface and then take the part of it that's going to benefit you and teach you something and then try and peacefully kind of leave the other half of it in the past and understand that like that happened and you can move forward. Easier said than done yet again. But yeah. I do feel like when you listen, when you're silent and you listen to that little voice and like you really focus on the more quiet one, it's the one that's like your truer self.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I feel like it gets really lost because of maybe like societal needs or like beliefs, or if you're trying to impress your mom or your dad or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever it is. You kind of listen to that more anxious, nervous one. But I do believe like if you really were to sit there and write out all the things that bother you and get some closure with it or figure it out, when you sit there so, so intently and like focus on it, it does bring some sort of like relief.
Yeah.
Do you have any like practices that you would suggest? I know like a lot of people say journaling, but is there something else in that ties into that?
Not everybody wants to journal,
right?
And it's not there for everyone. So there's always like 1,000 different ways to get at what we need to. And that's just one of them. But try this on. Let's have everybody do this. So you can close your eyes or not, but if it's helpful sometimes to close your eyes to tune into, if you were to tell me what that little voice looks like, as a person, it's a little being inside of you.
It's like your younger self.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's she wearing?
Probably like a little pink dress and no shoes, probably playing with dolls in my head, like just not really thought or care in the world, just doing like the things that make you happy, which is why I admire kids so much because they have the wonderful, wonderful luxury of not overthinking things and just doing things with joy. But I also think that's why you see so many kids like I know that a lot of people are born with anxiety and depression and whatever it may be, but so many kids, you don't see it like, I don't think it's like situational. Like I think you live so freely. And that's what like I always want to do. So when I hear that little voice, I imagine it in my kid self because I'm like, I want to get back to that like free, spirited, you know?
See, this is so helpful because if we all just could see what that voice looks like and give it its personality and even a name, like did you have a nickname when you were little?
Twinkie.
Oh my God.
Because my stomach was so big that it looks like I was a Twinkie that was filled. But
okay, so every time you hear that voice, the practice is this, Twinkie, Twinkie. What's going on for you? You know, it's just like working out. I always say this, we can work out our bodies. We can know exactly how to exercise our muscles, but we don't exercise our brain.
Mm.
And you want to talk to your brain. She's coming up, or maybe she lives in a different part of you. She might live somewhere like in your belly or somewhere else, but it's helpful to identify where. And then talk to her. She is here. We don't even have to go through the whole process. We can know she's here because she's scared for you. And she wants you to be safe. But if we were to talk to her and say, hey, Twinkie, do you think you're being successful making Olivia feel safe?
She'd be like, no.
Freaking out all the time. No. Freaking somebody out doesn't make them feel safe. Saying, what if, worst case scenario, oh my God, is going to put you in fear. And that's actually dangerous. You're never going to be your highest self when you're in fear.
Yes, I love that. You're never going to be your highest self when you're in fear. I want everybody listening to take something away from that because that's so true and it resonates so much with me.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Why is it that almost living in that state of fear or anxiety is like more comfortable?
Oh, yeah. You're contagious, first of all. Fear is contagious. You know, that everybody around me is scared, so I should be scared too. We are wired for this. We're wired for survival. So fear and adrenaline is really only supposed to come up in us when we're being chased by a tiger. Mm. But modern day life has us in it all the time. Social media did not help us in this regard, you know?
Our demise.
Well, it's around us everywhere. So you have this moment, and this is also the practice, like you keep saying, you know, like I'm working on it, easier said than done, but that's, we're practicing for the rest of life. You know, it's earth school. It's like, how do we get better and better at this? When fear hits, it's an impulse that's chemical and it causes adrenaline, right? That has you go into the back of the brain, into the amygdala. And it's all about fight, flight, freeze, or fawn at that point. You've only got four choices, which are pretty slim choices. So if you can catch it, and this is the practice of going, Twinkie, you love Twinkie. She's all about joy. You just want to have her, like, Mama's good. Go play with your dolls. Or let's go do something that brings joy, which is the antidote to fear. In fact, like gratitude is the antidote to fear. You know, so if you can do something in that moment that soothes her, or even like, let's go to super scientific, polyvagal theory. How do you calm your own nervous system? What is soothing? What would bring you joy? Like if you were soothing your daughter, you soothe that little girl, like we're good. And you get really good at this. It can be like super fast. And then you immediately pull up who's the wise self, true self. And if you can see her too, if you know what she looks like, I had a client actually pull a picture off the web, like a to have this next story, to get to know that self, because we don't spend a lot of time with her. Then ask her, say, I don't know. We just got scared. What do I need? What would make me happy? Mm. Let her guide you. And she'll come from the most wise prefrontal cortex, heart-centered place in you, which will never steer you wrong.
Yeah. So it's kind of like self-parenting.
Yeah. I mean, it's like it's loving yourself. It's all self-compassion. Yeah. It's definitely like reparenting the little child. People do that work, you know, where you create a different relationship with that inner little one, but also loving yourself enough to say, like, you know, Liz Gilbert talked about this recently. She was like, I found myself in a really unsafe position with somebody where my heart was saying to me, her true self was saying, get me out of here. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was also her little girl, but it was a deep, you know, request of herself to say, get me out of here. And she said, I'll get us out of here and I'll never put us in a situation like this again. That's the high self talking. That's like, I will take care of me and not make myself wrong for talking to myself the way I do. You know, just recognize the voice and then take care of yourself.
I love that. Is there anything else you would say before we wrap this up that we haven't covered that you think is like crucial or something that somebody leaving this episode can take away? Because I think there are so many good things in here that have not only helped me, but will help so many listeners.
Yeah, I think, you know what, it's to build on your message, Olivia. I think at the end of the day, where I place my trust is that we are all here for a reason. Mm. We are, you know, there's a great man, Dr. Zach Bush, who says, if you're alive at this moment in human history, it's for a really big reason.
I love that.
Think about it. We did not come back for this kind of a shit show for no reason, you know, right. Like, everything is crazy right now. And I feel like we need a new story from somebody about what is going on. Mm. Are we in the apocalypse? Is this the Aquarian age? Like, what the heck? Mm. And I think if we can all decide on just that we're here for a reason and it will all become apparent exactly when it needs to be. And if we could just hold hands with good people, you know, like we are not here to do this alone.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing right now is community.
Trust the process.
And do it together and have a good time. Like, you are entitled still to joy. And even though there's wildness happening out there in the news, you probably feel like, I don't know what I can do to solve all the problems. Start here. Just start inside and start really loving on yourself and taking care of you and doing some of the things we talked about today. And you are a giant blessing for the rest of the world.
Well, thank you so much for coming on again. I'm sure this episode, again, people will love and we'll have you back again because these are just my favorite things to talk about and I could sit here for hours. I'm so fascinated by everything surrounding this. So thank you so much. I can't wait to implement some of these tools you've taught me today into my daily life. I think it will be really helpful. And I think everything truly happens for a reason because I think I'm at a point right now where I needed this conversation and to hear this, and I'm sure so many others as well. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, love. We'll say what my teacher always said, and the conversation will continue.
Conversation will continue. Thank you so much, Dr. Cherie.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks,
Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.